What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
By certified Piedmontese at 84th and Havelock, and that's where we're at right now, at least me and Strick are. Again, if you're just tuning in, we just had Jay Foreman on the airwaves via phone. He is out today, but DP is out for the rest of the week. Back tomorrow, or back next week for game week, where Strick and I are both gone for. I'm leaving Friday. So I'll be at early break on Friday, me and Sip. And then I'm flying out of Lincoln about 11:15 to Chicago, then to Scotland. And Strick, you're flying out, what, Monday? Is that what you said?
Saturday.
Oh,
I leave
the next
Saturday
day.
Early in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning. I get to London Heathrow at 10, and then I'm going up to Gatwick, stay at the hotel at Gatwick, and then I'll fly over to Dubrovnik.
Okay. That's all like – I don't know any of that stuff what you're talking about. I mean, I'm just going to nod my head and say, yeah.
I think I'm going to Bodrum first.
I've been to Jamaica. I've been to Mexico 3 times. I've been to Canada a couple times. But I've never actually taken the long flight across the pond. Never been to Europe. Never been to
– You never went?
I've never been. Again,
going
only,
the other way?
Jamaica is like the only place I've been to that's, you know, like an island. Or, you know, it's not across the pond. It's on the same side of us. But I've never been – across, you know, 6-7 time zones.
Yeah. This is my first multi-country experience. So it was really, for me, I'm really excited that I have a friend. He's actually over there right now. He went to Romania and Albania, and he's over there doing it right now. I'm glad he's well European traveled. So that means he knows all the different nuances, how to play. He can drive. So all of those things is going to be good to be able to get my first, because normally whenever I went to Europe, it's been one country or it's been one location.
Right.
So the furthest I've gone in the West Coast is Tahiti.
I've never been to Tahiti.
And I plan to go a little bit further than that. I'd like to go out there and hang out in New Zealand sometime.
That'd be kind of fun. That'd be fun. Yeah. Someday you're going to see Ty Webster out there.
That's what.
See our boy Ty.
That's the goal.
Go see our boy Ty. Hey, you know, I saw something 2 days ago. I didn't address this yet. I should have. But so Nebraska Northwestern. Next Saturday in Dublin. Nebraska opened up at a line I thought was still too high just because of the new coach, you know, new OC factor, new quarterback.
Yeah.
Opened up at 12. It jumped to 13. It jumped up to 13 as of 2 days ago. Nate, Strick, listen, if I'm not giving any gambling advice, and Nebraska did beat them 56-7 last year, but I just really struggle to go – with the over in Nebraska and that, and having them just cover that spread. It terrifies me. These games are usually close. Last year I thought it was an anomaly, an outlier. Are you guys in favor of the jump of the point spread, or are you having some trepidation like myself?
He's
speechless. He can't believe it.
No, I think, yeah. When I look at the spread, let me just say I have hope that it goes over, but there's so many pieces that are – it's kind of like Jenga.
Okay.
It's so many pieces that you could pull on that could have the house to fall a little bit that we're unsure on, and that's what kind of has me a little bit leery. One, you're dealing with a tremendous good coach. Two, there's unknowns as to what they're planning to bring. We don't know very much on what's coming out of Nebraska program. I mean, they're not giving us much. They're not showing us much. I said, and I'll reiterate this to you, I said it is important to show dominance, and I think that dominance has to be handled up front. I think it has to be handled in the trenches, and I think they need to punish them with a tremendous rushing game for these first three games. That's the way I look at it, and I'm sticking to my guns.
402-464-5685. Let me know if I've lost myself, because yes, Nick and I are headed to the boats this weekend, and we've already decided that we're going to be putting money on this game, whichever way you swing, whether you think Nebraska's going to cover or not. I've said, and I stand by it, I was honestly thinking about moving the line. I was going to move it to Nebraska minus 15.5, 16.5. Like, I've talked to Strick about this, and I've talked to Bach about this, and I guess, Jake, now I can fill you in and get you in the loop here.
I've been listening.
I would genuinely, maybe not dominant. This is what I'll say. That's just my personal opinion. They beat the hell out of Northwestern last year. I think they do it again this year. I think this is a better Nebraska team. I think it's a worse Northwestern team, to be entirely honest with you. I think Nebraska is going to beat the brakes off Northwestern, and the prediction I have is 38-10, and I'm sticking with that. I'm not sure what the over-under is, but I don't think Northwestern is going to score very many points. The black shirts show up. I think Chubba Purdy, Logan Smothers, whoever your second-string quarterback is going to be playing by the fourth quarter. With that being said, I would be – spread put aside – I would genuinely be shocked if Nebraska lost this.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Game. I know you always say this, Jake,
about last year, I haven't been,
and I talked Strick about this on the block. I thought Nebraska was going to beat Illinois. I was confident. It was a game on the road for all the reasons that Jay Foreman said in the last segment. It wasn't lined up great for Nebraska. Again, I think they should have won the game, and I don't think they should have been embarrassed the way that they did. But with that being said, I thought Nebraska was going to win. I think the way I view this Northwestern game, and the way that a lot of the fan base does too, Nebraska should beat the hell out of Northwestern. Like, this game from start to finish should not be close.
The disrespect.
It should not be close. And this is the thing too. I get Pat Fitzgerald. I get all of that. Northwestern, if you look on paper, got worse. Nebraska got maybe not better, but I would say that they regressed too much, depending on how you view the transfers that entered the team. I just would be genuinely shocked if Nebraska lost this game. I really would.
I'm not convinced that Northwestern got worse. You think they bring back Cam Porter, the running back, who missed, I think, all of last season for sure.
One of the best
did play against Nebraska.
They don't even know who their quarterback's going to be.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's a big problem. Ryan Helinski's not very good. Maybe
he's
they
terrible.
Have a surprise guy. I mean, you know what's amazing? Sip told me this morning that Nebraska has media sessions three times a week. Northwestern, has had one media availability this entire camp. So, like, nobody knows anything about what they're doing. We have no idea if Hilinski is having a good camp, if somebody has surpassed him. Like, it is silence in Evanston. And I know you guys can say all you want about last year's butt kicking. It was a wonderful game, a fun experience for Nebraska fans. But what do we know historically about this rivalry? If you call it rivalry, this game, this matchup is always tight. Something weird always happens. Now, it was a weird blowout last year, but it's always a Hail Mary to win for Nebraska, or a fullback scoring in overtime for Northwestern to beat Nebraska. Like, it's just weird things. And so I view last year as an outlier. I hope you guys are right.
I think
Nebraska could win. They should win, but I don't think they cover 13. That's my official stance.
Let me throw this out, because the lines are saying 7.5 wins for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They have 7 home games.
Yep.
So are you going over or under on that situation? And if you're going under, where are the losses coming from?
Well, I mean,
Here, real quick, guys, do you mind if we go to the Honda of Lincoln hotline? We have a caller.
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
Now, I just want to make sure this caller knows we don't have a producer, so we're putting you through. Make sure that you know you are on the airwaves. Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Tim you're talking to. I'm the guy that got the gambling conversation started earlier,
Tim.
So it's probably appropriate. You guys are coming right back to me. you know, just what Strick was talking about right there, 7.5, right? Look at Nebraska's backside of the schedule. And I talked to Jake and Sip about it in the morning. So Jake's completely aware. You know, you look at that backside. Like Jake pointed out, Nebraska has to have 6 wins going into those final 4 games, guys.
Absolutely.
If we're gonna go over that, they got to have it. The other thing about the Northwestern game is, if Northwestern goes down and scores 7 points right off the bat and gets a touchdown, Nebraska has a 21-point spread they need to come back and put up. That's a lot of points. And I'm not saying our offense can't do it, but with a brand-new quarterback and probably a transfer running back that might be our starter, that's a lot to ask, especially with an inexperienced offensive line where our key guy is coming off of a key injury. You know, so the one thing I want to ask you guys, because we're talking gambling, over under, what do you guys think? 49.5, I went under. With it being overseas, the jet lag, I just don't think, and the 38-10, that lined up perfect with me.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tim.
Under.
Yeah, I'm with
first
you.
First game?
Yep.
Under.
First game in a long ways
a
away
long
from
way
38
away.
To 10. I know. I'm telling you, I should work for Las Vegas.
Yeah. Hey, listen, there's a difference between a first game with somebody you've been locked in arms with, you've been in the trenches with, you've been to battle with before. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different because you don't know the response that someone's going to have when the going gets tough.
Yep.
You don't know the response they're going to have coming out of a timeout or coming out of a turnover, or you don't know that situation. And I think that's what kind of throws me for the loop, because we just don't know what will happen if fumbles, or, you know, they jump out on you 10-0.
It's a new team.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just don't know how those responses are going to be. So that's what throws me.
Yeah, new coaches, new team, a lot of new faces. They have a lot of things to overcome that has hurt this team, but that's the hope that they've resolved that in camp. We'll take a quick break. We'll have one quick segment, and then we'll hit the 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Old School. We are at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. Come on by. Buy one, get one free steakhouse blend burger patties. More next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.